production@thebandjam.com.
How about that? And then in addition to that, this week, coming up on Friday, you will get to hear the first of the bands that you'll get an opportunity to hang with at the Band Jam in August at Cooper's Lake.
Yep, that's the Friday Spotlight presented by Cummings Canning and Coffee.
Our four locations of Cummings Candy. And of course, the Band Jam will kick off on August 21st, a Thursday night, at Cooper's Lake with the singer-songwriter In the Round, presented by Ram Automotive. And there could be a lot more discussion of other businesses out there. If you'd like to be a part of the Band Jam, reach out to us. Get in on the activity, because we could be bragging about you.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be doing our commercial here in just a couple of weeks. So if you want to be included in that, don't delay.
Absolutely. Reach out to Shady Lady Productions or the Rock Station, and we would love to get you involved. And if you're a vendor, if you would like to display your wares or sell whatever, reach out to us as well. Regarding that, we welcome vendors to make you part of the festival, because that's what we love to create, a festival experience. 17 and under get in free, so you can make it a family fun experience.
What's that, Bob? What?
17 and under get in absolutely free.
That's a heck of a deal right there.
So you have to have tickets to get on the ground, whether you're coming, going, or staying, and making those camping reservations through Cooper's Lake. But you can see it all and get all the information you need, including links at thebandjam.com.
Yes, and camping is optional. It's not required. Like you just said, you can come and go as you please. You get a band, and that'll let you in and out. But we encourage the camping because it's beautiful out there. 450-plus acres of, you know, you can go full hookups to a sleeping bag on the ground somewhere. So that's all handled through Cooper's Lake, but check it out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility, and they've got a lake out there you could kayak on. You bring a bike and get lost for hours.
And fish on that lake, too, because they stock it privately, so not, you don't even need a fishing license for that.
About that, because it is a private location. But and then, of course, you're going to enjoy music Thursday for the singer-songwriter In the Round, Friday night, and then all day Saturday at Cooper's Lake Campground. It's a fun event, thebandjam.com. Check it out. We're going to check out a band coming up from Weirton, West Virginia. We've sampled a couple of their tunes, but we wanted to find out about them. Their band name is Keller, named after their one of their lead vocalists, because they have two lead vocalists, but James Keller, who's the kind of the namesake of the band. We'll find out about them. They've got the whole band coming in, so that's a pretty cool opportunity for us to find out about them.
Yeah, we had to get more seats in the studio here.
It was like a stadium. So pretty cool. So we'll get to know them a little bit. But first, let's dive into some music. And a young lady who is a native of this area from northern Allegheny County, if you will, going way back for some listeners that would recognize the WBUT Colgate Country Showdown. She was a winner of that. At that time, her name was Sydney Hutchko. Well, she went off to Nashville, went to Belmont University, now resides in that area, and has gotten married. So her name has changed to Sydney Mack, but it's the same great talent. And she's just released a brand new tune called House of Blues. And this is her first official release that includes an acting video. She actually stars in it, too. It's really cool stuff. Hopefully we'll catch up with Sydney somewhere in the future. But she's back in western Pennsylvania occasionally, does some shows around the area. I know it seems like every year she comes back and does the national anthem at a Pittsburgh sporting event. So very talented musician. But House of Blues from Sydney Mack.
Didn't we have her on like in one of our first years way back when, Bob?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, she said she wants to come back and join us. Awesome. So she'll reach out to us.
All right. And hey, speaking of brand new songs, we've got a brand new one from Chip and the Charge Up. So we're going to spin that right after Sydney, and it's called Where I Fit In.
And they are doing Beasts of the Berg this month.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. On the 22nd, by the way, down in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, next weekend.
Yeah. So, and that's at the is that at the Smiling Moose?
No, that's Mr. Smalls.
Mr. Smalls. Yeah, Smalls. I knew it had an S in there. That one's at Mr. Smalls. Keller is going to be at the Smiling Moose. We got a lot to talk about tonight and listen into. It's the Grassroots Show in our opening segment, brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. They can get you on the Grassroots Show. Stop by and visit with Mr. Jim Harpell and his staff. Get yourself recorded.
Yeah, I know. What's today? I think Parabellum just went into the studio. Ooh. There starting today.
All right. Well, hey, it's been a multi-time Grassy Award-winning song that's come out of that studio. So Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. You're listening to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
painted these walls every color under the sun. Couldn't cover up the heartache with a single one. I've torn down the blinds, let the morning hit the floor. I can't take this shade of lonely, baby, anymore. I'm living in a house of blues. I get lost, so lost in all its empty rooms. There's a front door. But without you, there ain't no way out of this house of blues. From out on the street, yeah, the place looks just fine. Nobody will know. It ain't the shade of your eyes. It's like misery in midnight. And I'm dying inside this house of blues.
Outside these walls, there is The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7 and streaming 977rocks.com. This segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and the four locations that serve you, including the main location that's been around since, in the cement. In front of Cummings Candy on Main Street in Butler, 1905, continuously owned and operated by the Cummings family. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, and Barry's a local rock star, too. That's right. This is band Rumble.
Reigning Grassy Award-winning band. Yep. So there you go. Hey, we're going to take a dive, or maybe a drive, down to Weirton, West Virginia, and dive into the band Keller. We've sampled them. Now we're going to get to know them here tonight. We want to welcome just about the entire band minus one filling the studio with us here this morning. The band Keller, led, I guess, by namesake James Keller. James, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And with us in the studio, your co-lead singer, Denise Powers, is here. Denise, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We also have, from drums, raise your hand back there, Jeff Tomes. Mm-hmm. Jeff? Yep. Also in front of me, Zach Taggart on guitar.
How's it going?
Good. And Sean Rowe, hey, also on guitar. We've got twin lead guitars. Is that how that works out, James?
Yeah. They take turns, you know, and share the light, you know. So it's a very good work ethic that they have. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, let's find out a little bit about you since you're the namesake of the band. You guys are out of the Weirton, West Virginia area.
That's right. Yeah. Started out with Jeff Tomes and I. 2005, we started a band called Dissension.
Okay.
I led that band for about 14 years. And in 2019, I said, okay, I got to stop. And then everybody's like, you can't stop. So a couple old members got together with me. We formed Keller. And then the pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. And then that went away. You know, like the original lineup just went elsewhere. And I brought Denise up from Maggie Valley, North Carolina, and she joined us there. And the original lineup left. We was 8 weeks away from opening up for Flaw, and the drummer and the bassist took off. So I had to find a drummer and a bass player. That's where Jason Poulton comes in, who's not here because he's lame. He had to work. And then we had Jeff stepped in for the drums. Okay. So now it was Denise, Jason, Jeff, and I, right? And then we had another guitarist come in. He didn't really work out. And then he had a one-time show. Jeff was like, I'm one and done. And so we had a couple more drummers come through that just didn't really pan out that well. Then Sean Rowe joined the circuit, and he started to learn the songs pretty good. And then I brought Zach in. And then the drummer we had at that point, who came in the same time as Zach came in, he didn't work out. And I was like, looking for, he was looking for, Jeff was looking for a drummer for me. And I was like, man, I'm half tempted to make you come up and do this. And he goes, well, yeah, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, shut your mouth.
And that's the end of that.
And that's the end of it. Yeah, he's in. Yeah.
Changed, and I said, I can do it.
So that's how we all got here. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. So this group, this portion of the group has been together about a little over a year now?
A little over a year, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. So you feel. You feel you've found the spot?
Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah. One, I think I noticed it when we opened up for Like a Storm just a couple months ago. There's this transition where, with a song that we have called Breathe, right? And the lights went down, and we didn't discuss it because we were supposed to do a half an hour set, and the band before us only did 12 minutes of their half an hour. So we had to fill in the time out of nowhere. And, you know, I work a lot with Dresky Entertainment, so I wanted to, you know, I usually do whatever they ask me to do. And so it's not, you're going to have to fill in that extra time. And I'm like, oh, man. So I don't like to talk at all. I like to just song.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
We had lots of time to work through. And Zach's put this this melody behind me as I started speaking. And the lights went down. And just as we introduced the song and the song started, the lights went up and that place lost their minds. And it was like, that's when the magic happened. That's where, you know, you get that certain feeling where your feet's about that high off the stage and you're not really on the same level as everybody else anymore. You're a different. And that's where that elevated us to.
Wow.
And ever since then, man, it's been tight. Yeah, it's been good.
That's good stuff. Yeah. So where was that particular concert? Just curious.
That was at the Craft House.
Actually. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Really good venue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't climb the side of the stage.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that either. They didn't like it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We had a show. We was with Through Fire, Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin, and Messer. And the stage was so compacted where Denise and I couldn't fit on the stage. So we're running around the building. Well, I ran out of things to do. And I just looked up. I'm like, well, I'm going to go up there. And, hey, yeah, they didn't like that too well. Yeah, can't
next
do that.
Time we played there, they had a placard. On the light, this is do not climb.
Yeah, they undermet me personally outside. Like a week later, we was playing there with Josie Scott of Saliva and Tantric. And the owner goes, don't. That's all he did. Pointed one thing, looked at the chart, said, don't. So, yeah, don't climb.
He must have been at the Steelheart show in Denver, huh? Saw bad things happen.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. So, well, James, let's talk to you a moment here about your musical background, because it sounds like you've been playing music for quite some time.
Yeah,
what
I've been
got you involved in music.
You know, it starts off with my mother. Actually, like growing up, she always told me she saw me on stage. She always saw me under lights since the day I was born. She would tell me this all the time. She was unfortunately killed, and to put it bluntly, and I just lost my mind. You know what I mean? I was 18, going on 19 when she died, and that's back in '97, okay. And I ran into a band called Creed, you know what I mean? And the songs just elevated me to a different level, and I had to meet them. And I was the first person, fan-wise, that Creed met in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
And I became good friends with them. And it was like that show, March 5th, 1998, it elevated me, and I was like, well, they had the band called, I think the band was called Moisture or something. I'm not sure what the band, but the opening band was terrible. And I remember standing there going, man, I could do so much better, and that should be me up there, right? And I started thinking, well, maybe I'm going to do this. You know, but I did it in high school for a little bit, or, you know, whatever. I opened up for Seven Mary Three when I was in 11th grade, and I thought, well, I did it before. I can do it again. And that's when Jeff and I got together, and we did it, yeah.
That's cool. That's a really neat story.
Yeah.
So you knew Creed before they were Creed.
Well, I was like I
they
said.
They were just emerging.
They were just, I mean, you remember, I don't know if you all remember the Graffiti Club in Pittsburgh.
Oh, absolutely.
That's where it took place.
Oh,
yeah, wow. That was their first time in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I showed up to Music X at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they wasn't signing the autographs until 7 o'clock at night. And I remember the owner, the manager or whatever, come over and go, about 3-4 hours of me being standing in one spot, and he's like, you got to go outside. I'm like, it's freezing outside. I ain't going outside. And as I'm arguing with this guy, this mom is walking towards me with her son with a little Walkman. Keep in mind, it's 98, okay? And just as I'm arguing with this guy, I hear the little boy say, can I get a CD to go with my Walkman? And she said something my mother always said to me. She says, next payday, you can use one of mine till next payday. And just as she said that, they got about right there, and I put my arm out, my left arm, and I said, hold up. And she looked at me like, what are you doing, right? And I reached over, and I grabbed my own prison album. I handed it to her. I took my T-shirt money out of my pocket, and I handed her that, and I said, I need the receipt. She goes, oh, sir, I can't. I said, you got to do this. You know, you'll thank me later. So she gave me the receipt and thanked me and walked out, and I looked at the manager. I said, now can I stay? He goes, I've never seen anything like that before. You sure can. So I set up the table. I hung up all the posters, and I was the first one they met in line.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you go. Found a new way to meet a band, yeah, Utah.
That's one way to do it, I guess, yeah.
Well, like, my whole thing was, it wasn't about meeting. It's hard for me to explain. It wasn't about, hey, I want to meet Creed. It was more of a thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the music saved me even a very dark spot, right? Yeah, so when they sat down in front of me, I remember there was Brian Marshall was to my left. Mark Tremonti was right there. Then Scott Stapp. Then Scott Phillips, Flip, right, the drummer. Yeah,
right.
And I said thank you to everybody but Scott. And went to Flip. And then I went back to him, and I shook his hand. I said, I just want to thank you. You saved my life, and I appreciate you. And he's like, oh, cool, you come to the show? I said, I'll be front row. And I started to walk away, and they found my name from the person behind me, and they're like, James. And I turned around, and I said, you want us to sign anything, man? So I was at an autograph session. I didn't even ask him to sign anything. I started walking away.
He was happy to meet him.
Yeah, they called me back. I just had to say thank you. You know, you got to pay that forward, you know.
That's great stuff. James Keller from the band Keller. Let's talk to Denise here for a little bit. From North Carolina, and you come up here to join the Keller band, huh?
I did, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty wild. That was like the craziest thing I think I've ever done. And I've done some crazy stuff. But that was nuts. Yeah.
And had you been playing music in North Carolina? A little bit of background for yourself.
I had. Well, I started music when I was about 13 years old, but I was singing in church. My mom was with a band. She sung in church, and I had just always watched her. And then when I was about 13, 14, she put me up on stage, and I started singing there, and I realized that it's what I had to do. It's just what I love to do. It was something that I had never experienced or felt before. So I started doing talent shows all over the state, and then and winning. And I just realized that it's what I really, really wanted to do. But because I grew up in a Christian atmosphere, singing Christian music was just what was expected. So I waited a long, long time. Long time to make the leap into doing rock and roll, and it wasn't until I was in my mid-30s that I started. I took control, and I just said, this is what I need to do, and if it works, it works, and if it don't, I tried.
Yeah.
And it worked. It was fulfilling in a way that I wasn't expecting. But I really didn't start doing original music until I met James. Because I had always written music, mm-hmm. but everywhere we went, especially on the coast of North Carolina, you're expected to do covers. And they got the ones they want to hear. And if you're on stage, they don't care. They will scream at you, you know, play some Zeppelin. And you're like, Lord God, no. But
Skinner,
yes. Yeah. Oh, God. I'd count them out, too. I'd be in the middle of the songs, play some Skinner. To be like, that's one. If you get to three, I'm coming after you. But, yeah, I did that for a while. And then it got to the point where I just really felt kind of stifled in a creative sort of way. I was mm-hmm. happy, but I was stifled, and I wasn't really growing. And it got to the point where I was playing the same covers over and over, singing the same covers over and over that I loved, but it was starting to feel like I wasn't really doing what I was meant to do. So I decided to focus on just doing the normal thing, marriage, children. I have three great kids, but when they got older and they sort of went off and did their own thing, I realized that I was still missing that piece. I had done great things with family, but I was still missing that piece, and I told my mom One day I looked at her and I said, I gotta sing. And I was really looking for approval because I knew that she's a great Christian woman. And she said, if you have to sing, then I guess that's what you're gonna do. And it wasn't too long after that I guess the good Lord heard me and decided it was what I needed to do too, because this guy sent me a message on Facebook, and he's like, I see your pictures and I heard your music and I really need to talk to you. And I was like, well, I guess I need to talk to you too, because I really want to sing. And he brought me up here and I had my first real experience with writing original music. Wow. And the first time I tried to write an original song, I'm going to tell you right now, I was terrible. It was the worst. I wrote, we were just writing to have fun and see where it went.
It's like a paragraph, right?
It really was, because it happens like that. Like, you go, like, I was in my 40s at this time, and I was like, you go so long having so much to say but never saying it, that the first time you try to write a song, you say everything. And then you realize, man, I have not lived, you know, and then you start to live a little bit in a different state, away from your family. And you really start to connect with who you are for the first time. My children are not around anymore. Who am I really? And who am I going to be in my passion? And so I stunk at it. I was really, really bad.
She wasn't that bad.
I was really bad.
She wasn't. I got to say, she wasn't that bad. It was just like, I remember the first thing she wrote, and I'm like, okay, how do you hear that? She's, I don't know. I'm like, okay, so let's condense this down. I like what you're saying, but let's condense it down, and I'll show you. So I wrote Daydreaming, I think it was, right?
You wrote Daydreaming.
So I wrote the beginning part of the lyrics, and I was like, okay, follow that, right, in that sequence. And she's gotten real good at it.
It got better. Got better, and eventually we realized, after I calmed down and took a breath and realized that this is what I had to do, it got to the point where he would start writing something, and even though we weren't in the same place, I would finish it.
Wow.
And we got one brain, which is really, really concerning when you know where this guy's brain is. Really, really scary.
So we got the radio edit.
Yeah.
And it became Keller.
Yeah. That
good
is
stuff.
Exactly what happened.
Well, let's get into a song and we'll continue, because I want to visit with the other guys too and find out a little bit about them. But tell us about the song Forgiven we're going to kick off with.
Forgiven. So I have this thing about addiction, right? And I believe that everybody needs to try to break away from these demons that's holding them down and so forth, right? And we have a habit, and like, I'm not against NA or AA or nothing like that. I'm not against it, right? But I have a problem with always being told that you're always an addict, you're always this, you're always that. I believe in breaking free from all of that. So I wrote Forgiven, and it's all about, you're forgiven. You know, we're all broken.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stand tall where your demons fall. And so that's what that song's about.
Let's give it a listen. It's the band Keller here tonight from West Virginia. This is Forgiven, and you're listening to The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
We'll be right back.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Our Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you. We're the band Keller. And this segment of our show brought to you by Bros' Superette, who are high on the hill and right on the price, the corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. Before you know it, it'll be Easter. You'll need your ham. So get the Easter ham or get whatever else you need.
Grilling season.
Grilling season?
It's coming.
Well, yeah, this after this week?
Yeah.
Boy, you should have been grilling, like, steak, chicken, and everything outside. And you got it all at Bros' Super 8.
There you go.
Tuesday through Saturday. Check them out. Great supporters of the local music scene. We love it. Just heard another tune from the band Keller after Forgiven called Breathe. James, tell us a little background of that song.
Okay, Breathe is it connects with people because it's all about anxiety, you know, the weight of the world, you know. People don't feel heard. They don't feel, you know, needed or whatnot. Like, there's people out there, you know, they're sitting there. You know, kids, even that I focus on kids all the time because when I wrote the song, I thought about a child sitting in a room, hugging its knees, watching the monster's shadow underneath the door, you know what I mean? And how anxiety, I felt that when I was a kid, so I know what that feels like.
Okay.
So it was written on a somber day, man. Like the guitar player that wrote with me had a real bad day, and I was like, put that inside of your fingers and let me hear that. And he did, and immediately I thought about when I was a child and dealing with my stepmother, you know what I mean, and how vicious it was and how I felt. It wasn't about the evil of it. It was more of the anxiety that, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And as you grow older, especially when you're an adult and you got the anxiety of bills, if you got kids, how are you going to take care of them, you know, and you still do this, that, and the other. And so it's just all about taking that breath and feeling one another and understanding where we all come from. And that's how it got written, yeah.
That's cool. Let's visit with some of the other band members. Zach Taggart is with us. You're one of the guitarists. Zach, how long have you been involved in music?
In music, personally, this would be 10 years.
Okay.
I started picking around when I was like 13, 14. But really, I got into it. this kind of pans back to James a little bit. July 11, 2015, he had opened up for a band called Hinder. And it was my very first concert, you know, I mean, first time checking the scene. And then you have those moments where you just realize there's things you're meant to do. And went to that show, I seen how the music, I seen how he poured out, I seen how the band did their stuff. And it's what I was meant to do. He's the whole reason I'm sitting here right now. You know what I mean? So went through the next 10 years, I learned, I practiced, I watched, did everything there. And then the opportunity comes along to, now I get to play music with the guy that influenced me to play music. And it's like a full circle effect, you know.
Yeah.
Been here doing it. He's the whole reason I'm here. And, man, like even talking about it, man, I'm getting chills thinking about
that's
it.
That's cool,
like,
man, yeah.
It's full circle.
That's
the best way I could think about it, you know.
Was your drive at that time saying I'm going to be in that band, or was it just I need to play music?
I was going through some rough times with my family. And seeing the music and seeing how, like, you can pour out like that and seeing the amount of effect you can have on people.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, the impact that we could do with that. And now seeing it later, you know, we play these shows, we see kids out there just rocking, and it just touches me because, you know, I was that broken kid.
Yeah.
And now we're out here playing the music, inspiring people, watching people go crazy over our shows. Like that moment he was talking with Bree at Craft House, like we was playing that, and when we started, at that moment, like, I knew, like, this is where we need to be. We got the lineup, we got the people, we got the fans, like, it's so like, man, dude, it got me everywhere thinking about it, because it's crazy how far that went.
That's really cool.
Just in that moment. It's like, story. Dude, I got chills thinking about it. Like,
Zach Taggart on guitar. Let's talk with Jeff Tome, who's the drummer, and you've had that connection with James Keller that kind of brought you multiple times full circle here.
20 years.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yeah. April 2nd, the 20 year anniversary when we started Dissension.
But March 28th, right, we have a show coming up.
Yeah.
And that's a 20 year anniversary from Jeff and I sitting in his garage.
Yeah.
In his dad's basement, I mean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Discussing what we was going to do.
Yeah. And here you are.
Had drums set with later. One cymbal. And we're like, we're gonna
that's what
tunes.
You started with.
And I was like, all right, everyone, the other cymbal was broken, so yeah. Didn't use it. So, yeah, we sat in the basement with an acoustic and a pawn shop drum set with one cymbal.
Wow.
And we're like, we're going to write songs.
So, rock and roll.
Yeah. So that was our plan. And here we are 20 years later. I mean, I stepped away. You know, just it was time to walk away from Dissension and go focus, you know, just with kids, you know, wife and children. It was just time to take care of that. And then when he needed a drummer for Flaw, I was like, yeah, I'll come out one time because the two little ones, they've only seen like photo albums and heard the older sibling talking about it. So I was like, give him a chance to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Then that was it. I was done. Then he had everybody walk out. You know, the drummer, you know, left, and I said, schedule's changed. All right, I'll come back.
It's working.
And we did the Like a Storm show, and Dresky offered us a headline show for the Hard Rock, but the Hard Rock surprised everybody with closing. So now we're at the Smiling Moose. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
we just sat at work one day. He said he needed a drummer, and I said, I play. And here we are 20 years later.
More than just a cymbal and one drum.
Yeah, we got a nice little set now.
You look back 20 years, like, we worked together, right?
Yeah.
And we knew each other, but we didn't know each other. We didn't really associate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was sitting here. There's a guy in between us. Ironically, his name was Joe Perry, not the Aerosmith guy. And then Jeff was sitting here. And we was doing telemarketing, and I was getting hammered, man. Like, I mean, this guy said something about, you know, digging up my mom and all that stuff. And I'm like, I threw the headset down, I shut the box off, and I just looked at him. I was like, man, I need to start a band. And he leaned back. And I was like, I play drums. I'm like, and then Joe Perry in the middle was like, well, I play guitar. And I'm like, well, it looks like we're going to start a band.
Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
Yeah, that's about how it was. And
Keep that in mind the next time your phone rings and it says like spam, right?
Yeah.
You might create a career.
Yeah. It's kind of like full circle because you're like, I need a drummer. And I'm like, hey, I play
again.
That's
great. Let's jump over here, too, to talk to Sean Rowe. Sean, what got you into playing music, especially leading you to the guitar?
Oh, I don't know. I think I was about 15 or so. Real big into the whole ADHD thing, was picking up new things all the time. My parents were like, yeah, we're not getting you a guitar. Like, you're going to do it a week and be on to baseball, football, whatever. And I actually stuck with it. I've always had a family full of music. All my uncles, you know, they've always done their garage bands and such. Great uncles. It's just kind of ran in the blood or whatever. I did a couple garage bands here and there. And, met James back in 2013. And then a couple years ago, I get a call, and he's like, hey, buddy. I'm like, who the hell's this? I, buddy, who are you? You know? He's like, it's James. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. What's going on? He's like, yeah, so was talking to our drummer. I guess he's a cousin of yours. You know, you're saying you play guitar. You know, we're looking for another guitarist. And I'm like, well, who's my cousin? I come from a big family. And he told me, I'm like, I've known this guy for years, didn't know we were related. I showed up to practice once, and then I was like, what's going on? And
the funny part about Sean is I said to the drummer at the time, who's related to him, I said, tell Sean to come over. Don't bring his gear. Don't bring your gear. Just come over, watch it, see if this is something you can pick up, see if this is something you want to watch. And the guitar player I had at the time, it was wild.
A little finicky.
And I get in there, and in come the studio, comes walking Sean. And I turn around. I didn't expect him to be there that day. Nobody told me he was coming. And he comes with his guitar and his gear, and I'm like... And then I looked over at the guitar player at the time. He's like...
pedal board, Les Paul, stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's... Yeah, he forgot to mention that part.
And meanwhile, I was having a whole conversation for about a week with the drummer at the time, where I was like, yeah, I'll be there this day. I'm going to show up early, set my gear up, and...
He didn't tell
me. Just got lost in translation. We were real close to opening up for Puddle of Mud at the time, and it was like 3 weeks before the show. You know, some things just weren't clicking at the time, and James and I had a very tough conversation. He was like, you know, I appreciate what you're doing, but we got this show coming up. You know, it's going to be a bigger show, sold out. Don't know if you're ready. And I was like, yeah, well, don't let me tell you. Let me prove it to you. Like, I'll be ready. Wow. I'll get on there and... ended up working out. I think it was, what, two practices before the show that you guys, both you, Denise and James, sat down. They were like, yeah, this is going to happen. And we went, and I mean, it was one hell of a show, and it was just kind of one of those tripped and fell into the right place, you know. That's nice. I couldn't be more thankful to be here with this group of people.
And one thing about Sean, he did something that, I mean, out of all the years I've done this, he's the only one that's ever done this. He walks up to me right before the show. Everybody's loading our equipment in. Right, Jurgle's pretty good at that. They're helping us out.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and he walks up to me, and he reaches out his hand. And I was like, what's this? And I shook his hand, but we just, you know, we're together. And he's like, I just want to thank you. I'm like, for what? You know, because this is what we do. And he goes, you didn't have to take a chance on me. You have everything to lose. And here I am, so I appreciate it. And I just had this, I guess, this profound amount of respect just poured into him at that point. You know,
yeah, everything like, to lose and nothing to gain.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, you're going to love the confidence. That's good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
I'm blushing.
The Bad Color here tonight. Tell us where we can find your music and where you guys are going to be playing a couple of shows here coming up. I know you have one on the 28th?
28th of March, yeah. We're going to be at the Smiley Moose. We're headlining that. We are with a band called Stooge Bigson and Atomic Shindig. What's that, Ian?
We know Stooge Bigson.
Oh, you know Stooge?
They're fantastic.
Yeah, I love Stooge, man. We have. You can also go to the album with keller.herenow.com. You can get that, and it gives you links to Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Pandora, and Deezer. I'm not really sure what Deezer is, but
that's one of the newbies.
Yeah. This is the oldness in me. You know,
I'm still in the vinyl age. You know,
and if you don't have the streaming services, you can find us on YouTube Music. Also.
YouTube as well. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Pandora. I don't know if I said Pandora, but YouTube and so forth. Yeah.
Okay, and on Facebook,
Facebook. Yeah, the Keller Band. Like when the original lineup left, they deleted. So I thought they deleted the original page, right? They kicked me off, deleted it. They thought I'll show him, right? Well, we started a new page, but now the other page is back up, so people are starting to get confused, right? Okay. But the Keller Band is where you can find us. Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk to us about the song Name. We're going to go into that next.
Name. All right. Name is my, it was my way to pretty much give the finger to everybody that doubted us. Everybody told me I was nothing. Like, it says, you tell me I'm a loser, a fraud to the game, but look who's still talking. Remind me again, what's your name?
Like it.
Right?
Oh, I love it.
It's like, you know, how many people are listening right now that want to inspire to do something, want to do this, want to do that, and people's like, it ain't worth it. You ain't doing it. Well, Name is pretty much saying I'm worth everything I told you I am.
It's a good and breakup song with your enemies.
Plus, you have to believe in yourself. You don't get anywhere in life by just having things handed to you, because it just goes away if you get handed. You have to work on it. You got to believe in yourself. And Name is kind of like, people always tell me, they say a lot of things about me, you know, about where we're from. And one of the things is that I'm egotistical. And when I heard that, the day I wrote the name, I heard that, you know, he's just ego because the band was named Keller. Well, it wasn't even my idea to name the band Keller. It was somebody else's. But because it was named Keller, all of a sudden I'm an egomaniac. And when I heard that, I'm like, let's write something. And that's how name came about.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's only Dawkin, not Keller, by the way.
So. Yeah.
And talk to us about Claim to Fame, too. We're going to follow up with that.
Claim to Fame is pretty much in the same atmosphere as name. You know, it's you know, people will always tell their version of your story. And if you don't speak it, you know, their story goes. So I tell just as it says, I'll be your claim to fame. You know, like, say whatever you want. If that makes you popular, go ahead.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Gang, thanks for coming in, visiting with us. The moment we heard your songs and we played these, Utah said, we got to get these guys on the air. And we're glad you made the trek up to visit with us here from West Virginia today.
But we appreciate you having us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Again, James Keller, Denise Powers, great to meet you. Jeff Tomes on drums, Zach Taggart on guitar, and Sean Rowe as well. And send our best to Jason.
Yeah, yeah, he's lame. He had to go work.
What's that?
Can't call off. Call the rest of us.
It's the band Keller. We appreciate you sharing your story and your music with us.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Let's get into Name and Claim to Fame here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Thank you. like a whore. Each passing moment we're begging for more. Look out the window and see all the spies. The player for keeps feeding off our lies.
Rosa's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rosa's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On our general concert calendar, we welcome our friends in the acoustic duo Stiff Pour. They're going to be at Johnny's Distillery, Main Street in downtown Butler later this month from 7 to 9 p.m., Friday, March 28th. Brian and Brenda, 2B's Acoustic, will be at Johnny's this coming Friday, March 21st, from 7 to 9. And then they'll be heading down toward New Stanton to Hunker, Pennsylvania, and the Bella Terra Vineyard, Saturday, March 22nd, from 6 to 9. Mark your calendar for Saturday, April 5th, and the Needs Hotel Band Birthday Bash. It's going to be a special one as they welcome in their feature singers Nicole Belli and Megan Pollitt, and welcome their new bassist Willie Franklin as their longtime bass player Eugene Perry had to relocate to Central Pennsylvania. Come celebrate an all-new Needs Hotel Band and music event featuring the birthdays of John Vento, Fred DeLue, and Jimmy Mack, Saturday, April 5th at Moondogs in Blahnox. 6:30 door time, 7:30 show, $10 cash at the door, and you'll have an opportunity to enjoy the special opening act, Jimmy Mack and the Attack. That's at Moondogs, Saturday, April 5th. Happy birthday to our Needs Hotel friends. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Quarter Tavern coming up on Thursday, March 20th, featuring Burl Johnson at 7:30. And Friday, March 21st, how about a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest featuring the live music of Jeff Hartz. That's open to the public. It gets underway at 6 o'clock. And the Rock Done Right Tour. Don't forget the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd. Check it out at thebandjam.com.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah Hare, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs. BuildTheScene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor, Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
The Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street, downtown Butler. Chad Geibel, the fourth generation, a name synonymous with professionalism, compassion, and dignity, ready to help families during difficult times. Geibel Funeral Home has been serving the community for generations at the corner of McCain and Cunningham Streets. Chad Geibel suggests that you look into pre-arrangement so that during the most difficult time, the need for major decision-making has already been completed. It's one of the most thoughtful things you can do for those you love. The Geibel Funeral Home. Call Chad Geibel today.
This is Julie from Mary's Danish. You're listening to Bob in Utah on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM, WLER, Butler.
We're back on the Grassroots Show to wrap up the show here tonight after a great visit with the band Keller. Here tonight, it's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. We want to thank Bill Damiano, music from the 412, along with Chad Geibel of the Geibel Funeral Home, 201 East Cunningham Street in Butler, and our friends at Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers, helping to support our show here tonight and support local music by doing so. And we appreciate you tuning in to support the show as well. Hope you'll get out and support some of those acts that you heard mentioned on our concert calendar. And we have a few more people that are taking advantage of that. So email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. We'd love to get you on, mention where you're going to be playing.
Yeah, and hopefully you made it out to River Forest Country Club on Friday, because that was the legendary Don Key's last performance in the area for a while, because on Monday he ended up turning himself into the police in the state of Oklahoma. Finally reached a plea bargain there, and I don't know the specifics of it, but he's going to be gone for a while.
Yeah, so he's going to be banned from Pennsylvania.
Well, I think he's going to be incarcerated. Oh. So if you happen to have caught that, that might be might have been a piece of history there. You never know.
Well, it seems like every time we've had his name come up, something unique has been happening. I know he owed you money, and you've been trying to chase him down. It seems like he's one of those outlaw character throwbacks from yesteryear, huh?
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what's so legendary about him, but that's what he wants to call himself, so be it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, get out and support local music because you never know what's going to happen. So some good stuff right there. And hey, you never know who you're going to see at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We know, and we're going to start to reveal that on Friday, every Friday morning, right up to Band Jam. Now at 7:45 a.m., the Spotlight, Band Jam Spotlight, presented by Cummings Candy and Coffee, will be coming our way 7:45 as we visit with Jay Klein on the Rock Show Morning Show. Looking forward to that. Tickets are on sale. Camping reservations have also begun as well at Cooper's Lake.
Yeah, get them tickets. Do it now.
TheBandJam.com. And 17 and under, get in free. There you go.
Can't beat that.
So you can come and go as you please, August 21st through the 23rd to Cooper's Lake. And kicks off with the singer-songwriter in the round, brought to you by Ram Automotive. And then we'll continue Friday night and all day Saturday at Cooper's Lake. So hope you'll make plans to be with us for that wonderful weekend. Be a great way to kind of wind down your summer. So, but yeah, we're going to be... Yeah, over two dozen, double two dozen, over two. What number am I trying to figure?
I don't know, Bob.
A dozen times two. How about that? Weeks of getting ready for it. So there we go.
All right.
Hey, let's get into some music before we wrap up here tonight. And I want to thank our friend Scott Tatey, who's working at our Beaver Station now as part of the St. Barnabas Radio Network. He kind of clued me in on this song because he had kind of the debut of it. But Bobby Thompson and The Chosen Few have released a new tune just a couple of weeks ago. Pretty cool stuff. It's called Dr. Save. And we'll spin that for you here tonight.
All right. And so let's give another play here to Maginat in their song Another Life, a Butler area bass band. And Maginat.
Maginat. I like that name. Very catchy. And we are glad we caught you tonight and hope you'll get out and support local music and catch us right back here next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
There's not much that's left to say. You had your reason, I have mine. We both knew it was a matter of time. Don't pay your legs in the wicked ways. She got me begging, begging on my knees. Somebody help me get out of this hell. I can't stay here under her spell. What I'm living for is not what I see. I want more hope. No more. Good doctor, save me. Good doctor, save me. Good doctor, save. Good doctor, save me. We'll be right back.
Other love, then you give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me in there, or just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'm never. If I couldn't sleep, could you sing? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs?
think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded, just falling in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we will lay out with you and me. Never enough till I feel all your pieces. Starting down me, keeping me on till I'm completely me again, or just touch me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we will lay on with you and me laying in without understanding. Here I go there again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never.
These are the voices of
in a white room with black curtains.
Classic rock.
The Rock Station 97.7.